Hello, this is episode 159 of the New LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. I'm Steve Webb, and I'm your host. It's good to be with you today, and I'm honored that you've chosen to join me here. I know that you've got many choices in how to spend your time, and I'm humbled that the LifeSpring Family Audio Bible has made the cut. Thank you. Today we'll read Deuteronomy chapter 33 from the Common English Bible. Let's begin. Deuteronomy chapter 33. This is the blessing that Moses, the man of God, gave the Israelites before he died. He said, "The Lord came from Sinai. From Seir he shone like the dawn on us. From Paran mountain he beamed down. Thousands of holy ones were with him. His warriors were next to him, ready. Yes, those who love the nations, all his holy ones, were at your command. They followed your footsteps. They got moving when you said so. Moses gave the instruction to us. It's the prized possession of Jacob's assembly. A king came to rule in Jeshurun when the people's leaders gathered together, when Israel's tribes were one. I pray that Reuben lives, doesn't die, though his numbers are so few." Moses said this to Judah, "Lord, listen to Judah's voice. Bring him back to his own people. Strengthen his hands. Be his help against every enemy." Then he told Levi, "Give your Thummim to Levi, your Urim to your faithful one, the one you tested at Massah, the one you challenged by Meribah's waters, the one who said of his own mother and father, 'I don't consider them as such,' of their siblings, 'I don't recognize them,' of their own children, 'I don't know them,' but who obeyed your words and who guarded your covenant. They teach your case laws to Jacob, your instruction to Israel. They hold sweet incense to your nose. Put the entirely burned offering on your altar. I pray that the Lord blesses Levi's strength, favors his hard work, and crushes the insides of his enemies so that those who hate him can't fight anymore." He said to Benjamin, "The Lord's dearest one rests safely on him. The Lord always shields him. He rests on God's chest." Then he told Joseph, "I pray that his land is blessed by God, with heaven's gifts from above, with the deep waters stretching out underneath, with the gifts produced by the sun, with the gifts generated by the moon, with the best fruit from ancient mountains, with the gifts of eternal hills, with the gifts of the earth and all that fills it, and the favor of the one who lives on Sinai. I pray that all these rest on Joseph's head, on the crown of that prince among brothers. A firstborn bull, that is how majestic he is. A wild ox's horns, those are his horns. With them he gores all peoples completely to the far ends of the earth. His horns are Ephraim's tens of thousands. His horns are Manasseh's thousands." Then he told Zebulun, "Zebulun, celebrate when you are out and about. Issachar, celebrate when you are at home in your tents. They call all sorts of people to the mountain where they offer right sacrifices. It's true, they're nourished on the sea's abundance. They are nourished on buried treasures in the sand." Then he told Gad, "May Gad's broad lands be blessed. He lives like a lion. He rips an arm, even a head. He chose the best part for himself because there, where the commander's portion was, the leaders of the people gathered together. Gad executed the Lord's justice and the Lord's judgments for Israel." Then he told Dan, "Dan is a lion cub. He jumps up from Bashan." Then he told Naphtali, "Naphtali, you are full of favor, overflowing with the Lord's blessing. Go possess the west and the south." Finally, he told Asher, "Asher is the most blessed of sons. I pray that he's his brother's favorite, one who dips his foot in fine oil. I pray that your deadbolts are iron and copper, and that your strength lasts all your days. Jeshurun, no one compares to God. He rides through heaven to help you, rides majestically through the clouds. The most ancient God is a place of safety. The eternal arms are a support. He drove out the enemy before you. He commanded, 'Destroy them.' So Israel now lives in safety. Jacob's residence is secure, in a land full of grain and wine, where the heavens drip dew. Happy are you, Israel. Who is like you? You are a people saved by the Lord. He's the shield that helps you, your majestic sword. Your enemies will come crawling on their knees to you, but you will stomp on their backs. May God bless the reading of His Word. Very few of us know the time of our death, but in Deuteronomy 33, Moses knows that his time has come. God told him. So Moses took this extraordinary opportunity to speak blessings to the people, to each tribe of the chosen people. In the previous chapter, Deuteronomy 32, Moses had spoken some very harsh words, but he didn't want those to be his last. He wanted to leave the people that he had led out of Egypt and through the desert for these last 40 years with words that would encourage them, despite their failings. The observant reader or listener will notice that each of the 12 tribes receives a distinct blessing, except one. I'll list the 12. See if you can pick out the one that was left out. There was Reuben, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Zebulun, Issachar, Dan, Gad, Asher, Naphtali, Joseph, and Benjamin. Which tribe received no blessing? Did you get it? It was Simeon. Why was Simeon left out? Well, let's quickly look at some history. Remember that Jacob loved Rachel and asked her father, Laban, for her hand in marriage. Now Laban had two daughters, Rachel and her older sister, Leah. Laban told Jacob that he could have Rachel after he worked for him for 7 years. Well, Jacob was so in love with Rachel that he agreed to that. But after the 7 years were up, Laban tricked Jacob by giving Leah to him instead. Well, in order for Jacob to have Rachel as his wife, Jacob had to give Laban another 7 years, which he did. Then we're told in Genesis 29 that when the Lord saw that Leah was unloved by Jacob, he gave her children, but Rachel was unable to do so. Leah's firstborn son was Reuben, followed by Simeon, Levi, and lastly, Judah. And Leah also gave birth to a daughter named Dinah. Well, when Dinah was a young woman, she caught the eye of a man, a prince named Shechem, who raped her. Shechem told his father Hamor that he wanted Dinah to be his wife. So Hamor went to talk to Jacob, Dinah's father. When Dinah's brothers found out what had happened to her, they were furious. Hamor insisted that Shechem wanted to marry Dinah, and he told Jacob that they could agree that their two peoples could intermarry. Shechem also added, in essence, "Name your price. Anything you ask, I'll agree to. Only let me marry your daughter." So Dinah's brothers, angry still at what he had done to their sister, devised a scheme. They told Shechem and his father that they could never allow their sister to marry an uncircumcised man. It would be a disgrace. They could only agree if all the males in the city were circumcised. Then and only then would they allow Dinah to marry Shechem and allow intermarriage between their people. Well, Hamor and Shechem agreed, and they convinced all the males of the city to be circumcised. 3 days later, while they were still in pain, two of Jacob's sons, Simeon and Levi, came into the city and killed every male. They killed Hamor and Shechem and took Dinah out of there. And then all of Jacob's sons came into the city and looted it. They carried off all their wealth and all their women and children. Then, near the end of Jacob's life, he gathered his sons to himself to tell them what would happen to them in the future. Of Simeon and Levi, those who had instigated this act on Hamor, Shechem, and the city of Shechem, Jacob said in Genesis 49 verses 5 through 7, "Simeon and Levi are brothers. Their swords are weapons of violence. Let me not enter their council. Let me not join their assembly, for they have killed men in their anger and hamstrung oxen as they pleased. Cursed be their anger so fierce and their fury so cruel. I will scatter them in Jacob and disperse them in Israel." So what happened was the tribe of Simeon eventually became small and insignificant, and it was absorbed into the tribe of Judah. Levi was also scattered throughout Israel, but in a much different way. God chose them to be his priests. Tomorrow we'll read Acts chapter 19. I hope you'll join me. Until then, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.